All right, so your understanding of the direct and the indirect pathway should be pretty solid, because when you throw dopamine into the mix now, it kind of gets a little bit messy. But the main thing that you need to take away to kind of help you through that mess is that in both pathways, whether it be the direct or the indirect pathway, when there's dopamine, there's going to be more movement. So more dopamine means more movement. And that's important, obviously, for understanding pathologies. So in both pathways, dopamine is produced by your substantia nigra pars compacta, just kind of behind the thalamus, or behind it, underneath the thalamus. And those are kind of your black neurons. And they project dopamine via the nigra striatal pathway, so nigra striatal coming from your substantia nigra to your striatum. All right, so remember, in both pathways, dopamine leads to more movement. We're going to talk about the direct pathway now. So dopamine, the striatum has receptors for dopamine called the D1 receptors. And the way I spell direct is D1 rect, and that kind of helps me remember D1 receptors is for the direct. And when dopamine binds to the D1 receptor, the D1 receptor becomes active and more excited. So essentially, it's going to excite the direct pathway even more. So if you look at the dark kind of blue box, if you're exciting the direct pathway more, and remember that the direct pathway leads to movement, we're exciting more movement, so therefore we get more movement. That's kind of simple to understand. Essentially, there's more disinhibition of the thalamus. Okay, the indirect pathway is going to have D2 receptors. And when dopamine binds to the D2 receptor, then it becomes, the D2 receptor is inhibitory. So remember, the indirect pathway without dopamine inhibits movement. And because the D2 receptors are inhibitory, basically you're inhibiting that whole indirect pathway, and therefore you lead to more movement. So both pathways, dopamine leads to more movement.